when I arise in the morning, when I rise in the morning, when I arise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, just give me Jesus. When I am alone, when I am alone, oh, when I am alone, give me Jesus, give me Jesus.
serious.
I'm serious, too. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Talon. Good morning to Jesus believers all over this world. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, brothers and sisters, the first booklet is completed. And I asked Jose to read it once I got it back from Candace. I said, Jose, read this. Now, the reason I'm asking Jose to read it is I want to gauge his level of comprehension, and I want to see where this is at. I didn't ask Brother Joe to read it, because Brother Joe and I are one. We believe alike. We think alike. And so I knew if I asked Brother Joe to read it, I'd be getting my own back to me. Because Brother Joe we feel pretty much the same in most everything. I'm so happy. And so I asked Jose to read it. And Jose read it. And so that was yesterday. So I let him sleep on it, and I say, tell me again what you got from that booklet. Now, you got to understand I'm listening to God, because God is the one who told me to write it. And if you recall, the name of it is The Spiritual Substance of Faith. So on the last page of the book, I added something, and then I sent it back to Candace, and she got it, and I did a little cover. And so she said, well, I like the cover too. But you know, in my heart of hearts, I knew something was missing. But the way God works with me, I have to do what he says. I have to complete the mission before I get anything else. And so then this morning, I was looking at the booklet and I was saying, wow, God, this is why you allowed me to write this before going into the seven spirits, before going into the fruits and before going into the gifts. And the Lord said, yeah, he said, you're going to see more. I said, okay. Then the Lord began to tell me and show me why I had Sister Marie and Wes and Laura come here for me to go through that training. He said, now, pull that back out and send that to Candace, because that goes with this. He said, you see, I waited, and I wanted to show you who took it in, who comprehended it, and who didn't. Because that was the beginning. So I said, okay, I was going to mail this out, The Spiritual Substance of Faith. As a matter of fact, Brother Joe took it to the printer, and the printer going to have some today. The printer going to have, what, 50? 50. And the 50 is still a test. And I knew that in my heart. I knew that. So then the Lord said, listen to this. I'm not going to be on here long this morning because I got so much to do. He said, now you know that I asked Jose, I say, Jose, what? He got the understanding of it, but there was something he didn't get personally for him that I had to give to him this morning out my mouth. So I gave it to him. And I knew it was right, because the Holy Ghost gave it to me for him as to why he didn't have his healing. And so then the Lord said, listen to this. He said, read Acts chapter 10, verse 38. I read it. You know I live on it. It's one of my foundational scriptures. He said, the reason, even then when the devil tried to jump ahead of you and had them guys do that teaching on the gifts, he said, that ain't working. I said, why, God? It's your word. He said, I and my word are one. If they don't have me, how my word gonna work for them? I said, oh. Brothers and sisters, if you don't get anything else, get this. You must have a biblical foundation in Christ in order for the things of God to work for you. You must have a biblical foundation in Christ. In order for the word of God to work for you. If you don't have a biblical foundation in Christ, in the giver, in the orchestrator, in the operator of the fruits, the gifts, the substance, it ain't gonna work. Because you're gonna be just like everybody else running around here trying to work out of self. Thinking you doing it. Thinking you got it. And that's why the church is ill-equipped today. I just say ill-equipped. The church always going to triumph. But this is why you see some churches triumph and other churches flipping and flopping like a fish out of water on the ground. The Lord ain't pleased with them fishes flopping around, call themselves demonstrating him. Uh-uh. He don't flip. He don't flop. He don't guess. So then he said, you got some people on your tail line that need to be healed. I said, yep, I know, God, what you going to do? He said, until they understand this right here, he said, I'm going to give you two more parts today. I said, okay, today? He said, yeah, you're going to be busy today. He said, but you can go ahead and mail out the way I gave it to you. But when it's over, it's a series. He said, when it's over, it's going to be four or five booklets that go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, bam. And when they call upon me, I will manifest myself to them. He said, all sicknesses are spiritual and of demonic origin. He said, if it were not so, Erica, show me in my word where I teach that sickness is of me. Show me in my word, Erica, where I teach that sickness and disease is good. I said, God, you know I can't do that. He said, therefore then, if it's not of me, and it has a physical effect on a physical body and a physical and a soulish reaction within the soul realm, he said, who is it from, Erica? I said, it's from Lucifer, who became Satan. He said, yeah. He said, and some illnesses are a direct result of sin. I said, yeah. He said, all sickness and disease must be treated as demonic. He said, that's how my son Jesus treated it. He said, you're going to have to write this little book, but you're going to have to make this clear right here. That my people cannot accept to be sick, no matter what reasoning, no matter what facts that are presented before them by the doctors, they cannot accept to be sick no matter what. He said, regardless of the cause, the outcome of sickness is pain, suffering, and even death, which are all the works of Satan. The Holy Spirit says sickness is an enemy of man from hell itself. He says sickness is a thief, a destroyer of destinies, and a thief of lives. He says a killer. And it is a strategic weapon from the arsenal of the devil. I said, yes, Lord. Yes. He said, now you got to pull out the one that you had. You know when Sandra was here. I said, yeah. He said, you got to pull that back out. And now you got to put that as a part of the upgrading of the believer. He said they all have to go through that. I have forgotten all about it. He said they all have to go through that, and then all this, and then I will bestow my gifts. He said, they're my gifts. He said, only a fool could think that a man could give another man my gift. I said, well, that's what they did on the internet. He said, they just created monsters there because they just created monsters. So that's it for me this morning. I've got to get busy writing and upgrading the teaching I went through with the people who volunteered and came here. And it's all going to flow together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I guess it's going to end up being 5 parts to it. And then you will get a real impartation and a real activation from the Holy Spirit of his own gifts. You will receive a real refilling, infilling, whatever you need from the Holy Spirit himself. Because it ain't no good otherwise, brothers and sisters. Can't nobody give you no gift from God, and don't you ever believe they can. All them people on the internet got a counter, I'm not going to say all of them. I'm going to say some of them. I'm going to say the majority of them that thought that they could get an impartation from a man, that something that comes from God, is kind of stupid. If you want to know the truth, my job is to provide you with the information, to provide you with the right way, and your job is to get it from God yourself. It comes from God. It's his gifts. It's him. I can't give you him. Only he can give you himself. Can't no flesh give you something that is spiritual and supernatural? And don't you believe it can come from a man, or it doesn't? So you say, what's been happening, Erica? God been preparing you to receive himself. I'm going to send this book, this one, I'm going to send it to 50 people. I'm going to send out 50. And the rest of them will come when the whole thing is done. But the other part, if you didn't come here and let me use you, then you haven't been through that part. And that part was to make you into a believer based upon the word. to help your unbelief, help you overcome your unbelief. But I see it only worked in the hearts that were open to receive it. And that's the way it works. It only works in the heart that is open to receive it from God our Father. You see, you can't look at me. I have somebody looking at me like, well, you know what, Erica, I'm intellectually superior and I'm smarter than you. Surely you can't give me nothing. They're right. They're right. I don't care how intellectually superior you are. When you get to the point where you think you're more intellectually superior and smarter than God, you're a fool. Fool! Foolishness is what's going to keep people out of heaven and send them straight to hell. But you know what? Going to hell ain't the worst part. Let me tell you the worst part. The worst part is living hell on earth and then dying and going to a greater hell. That's the worst part. That's the worst part. I need you to meditate on these things. I need you to get in your word. Yes, it's sad. Double hell. As if this hell on this earth wasn't enough. Now they're going to go to hell and experience 10 times, a million times worse than this in eternity. Think about this. You are a billion years old, still going through hell. I'm laughing about it, but it's the truth. It don't end. Number one, please hear me. If you die in hell on earth, you ain't taking no hell to heaven. Ain't no heaven for you. Do you get it? Oh, well, I done lived in hell on earth all my life. When I die, this hell will be, I won't have to go through this. Lies! Now you're going to go through hell for eternity. Picture the worst day of your life for the rest of your life. When all you had to do was tell God, I'm sorry. Ask him to help you. Ask him to teach you how to love him. Ask him. That's all you got to do. Ask him. And you will be spared. I know you can't turn away from all this hell instantly. But I tell you what. There's going to be some of you right under my voice. Because you're living for the here and the now. And eternity is looking you in the face. Eternity, brothers and sisters. You know, eternity where you lay down and you exhale on earth and inhale in heaven. Or you lay down, you exhale, and you begin that eternal damnation, eternal, perpetual misery, hell. And it keeps getting hotter and hotter. And it ain't the fire of God either. It's the fires of hell. So you can't believe God for the goodness and not believe him for the lake of fire and hell. Because see, if you can believe him for the goodness and not believe him for the judgment, then you don't believe nothing. You don't know what you believe because it don't work like that. Ain't no sickness in heaven. Ain't no oppression in heaven. And don't think you're going to be the first one to take it there. It don't work like that. You're going to perish and experience this junk, this hell for eternity. That's a long, long time. Here you are. You're in your 50s, 60s, and a billion years facing you. And you can make a choice. You can make a choice. But you got to make it, because you don't know when Jesus is going to come back busting through the clouds. Don't think you can wait for a deathbed salvation, because you don't know when that's coming. Get right now, and you won't have to worry about it. God is not going to bestow his gifts on no devils. What you're going to get, if it doesn't come from God, it's going to be a counterfeit manifestation from Lucifer. And the sad part is that fiasco they had in Houston that took them people's lives, you know where that came from. In a concert, in a worship service, who were they worshiping? Who showed up? The devil always requires a sacrifice, brothers and sisters. He always requires a sacrifice. So let me tell you what the service was. The service was the whole city of Houston banded together a couple of weeks before and celebrated the Day of Dead. All the stores, all the restaurants, the city government. But they won't let a Christian have that center to have a service because they said COVID. But they let a rapper involved with a coven of witches, and Satan required a sacrifice. Better open your eyes and see the truth, because the truth will make you free and keep you free and help you free others. Now, blood has been shed. He got a sacrifice. Where do you think the two churches of Lucifer are located? Houston, Texas. Look it up. I ain't making none of this up. I've been watching it. The two newest churches of Lucifer are in Houston, Texas. Got a sacrifice, blood, death, and they celebrated it in on the worshiping that service. I can't pronounce it correctly. Muerta, celebrating the Day of the Dead. They had one of the biggest ones in the nation, probably there and around San Antonio and around Corpus Christi. Lucifer is happy grinning right now, mocking God, mocking God, mocking God. But I tell you something. I know God got something for him, because God got believers there. And they have been made aware and alerted, because someone was sleeping, slumbering spirits. The scriptures say, while men slept, Satan did his thing. Wake up. Wake up. Look up. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. While men slept. Matthew 13:25. Thank you, Jessica. The enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Houston used to have some good deliverance churches. People get old, they die. But God got to raise up somebody in Houston right away. If not, you're going to see Houston go the way of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's already on the way. It's time to wake up. I'm going to have these other two. I'm going to get what I got out, and I'm also going to pull out what I used when the people volunteered came. And it's time for that. That's all part of this series here. It's not a series. It's a manual, a training manual. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 parts. Training what? Supernatural growth. Supernatural faith. And you know what else? All those gifts are spiritual substance too. Did you know that? They're all, when you receive those, you receive spiritual substance from God. I just think it's awesome. And just think about it. He gave this little revelation to a little church on the podcast, on the internet. Who would have thought? You know why? Because them airway spirits coming down. Coming down. They coming down. Brothers and sisters, you want to miss hell? Get filled. You want to miss hell? Get real with Jesus. You want to enter into God's abundant life? Allow Christ now to become big in you. Allow him to become big in you. That's where we at. Isn't it good to be loved by God? I think it is.
No, I won't fear. No, I won't worry. I know you're here. So who can bring me down? You never leave. You don't forget me. You're listening even when I don't make a sound. I've never been perfect. Oh, there's nothing I can do to deserve it. It's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved by you. Though my brokenness has seen some days, your mercy's still brand new. It's good to be loved by you. So good to be loved by you. It don't run out. It's never ending. It goes as far as the east is from the west. Oh, no, I've never felt. to be loved by you. How deep, how wide. Brokenness, it seems some days your mercy's still brand new.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The hero in you. Listen to your inner man. A brand new